Mr. Joe, also 2192.
Just hold it.
Thank you.
I said it again.
May I ask you to hold, Mr. Alsop?
Surely can.
Thank you, sir.
Is it likely to be long?
I don't think so.
I don't mind moving at all, but I'm trying to run the laudatory comment about the president's speech.
I understand.
So say, Nixon.
He'll be right with you. Miss Roberts, were you calling,
Yes, he's waiting.
Excuse me.
I'm waiting. Yes.
Be right
that's
with you.
All right. It's one case where I really don't mind waiting a bit.
Thank you.
Yes?
Just a reminder, Mr. Alsop on 9-2.
Sir, I want to tell you how grateful I am for that most beautiful, wonderful article. I don't deserve it, but I appreciate it. You know, I'm not as frustrated.
Yes, sir, I mean...
I'm not as frustrated as that Baptist preacher when they showed up one morning and they gave him a car. And he got up in the pulpit and he didn't know what to say and he didn't expect them to give him a Ford automobile, a poor little church. And he said, I just want y'all to know that I don't appreciate it, but I do deserve it. But I do appreciate it and I don't deserve it.
Well, all I can say is I didn't want to bother you. I was trying to get you a word through Bill Moyer's nice little word, Lady Bird. It will be so watching you there. And
wow.
Stood there thinking about Phil with a couple of my colleagues who were started out, you know, eager to see a failure and remain to applaud a triumphant success. And I came back to lunch with Carrie and all I can say is we both had a darn good cry.
Don't let the governor get away from me there now, Bill. All right, go ahead. Well, I had to restrain myself all during the period. You and Phil, Jackie came over and visited me this afternoon and told me about being at your house one night at dinner and what you and Phil had said about me and how touched she was and how she remembered it, what the president had said to her several times about it. We just kind of had a real lovely session for about 30 minutes here. We're going to name Cape Canaveral Cape Kennedy.
Kay and I, after your speech this morning, she lunched with me, and we both had a sort of ridiculous cry because Phil wasn't there to see how right he'd been.
Did you see what she sent me that he had written?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to see Susan Mary some night.
It was a triumphant success, Linton.
Was it?
And I have to tell you, because I'm going to write it, I've never heard you speaking. I've never thought it was your long suit. I thought acting was your long suit. I mean, action was your suit, not oratory. But it was everything but one hoped. And Jean Monnet, who came to lunch later,
hope you'll remember me to him. Bill Fulbright when we were.
He'll be here until the 6th.
Well, maybe I'll get a chance to see him. I'll try to work it in. He'll be here to say, Bill Fulbright, and I spent some time with him in 60.
I remember. And it was, I was just so proud, if that is the, not the wrong word, to, of my country. And, you know, I kept thinking of how everyone abroad was going to be impressed. It was a wonderful success.
Thank you so much.
And it really was. And hey, look at those damn Republicans. when you were asking them to do all the things they've been refusing to do. And I kept thinking of in the ranks of Tusculum could scarce forbear to cheer, only they did.
Mm-hmm. Huh? They did, they sure did.
And it was a great success.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
And a wonderful beginning.
Thank you, my friend.
And don't think of anything I write because I never write to, you know, to...
I know that, I know that. Thank you, my friend.
And good luck to you. And let me come and see you.
I sure will. Sure will. Sure will.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.